Marcos and Willie Mae Lotta found each other on MySpace in 2007, but this outdated social website wasn't the first time they had crossed paths. They'd bumped into each other at a goth rock concert 3 years prior.
We kind of forgot we even met each other before until we like went on the first date and we were like face to face. Like, wait a minute, you were the one I was talking to that day.
Marco spent most of his nights making people laugh as a full-time comedian.
Cold outside the bay, and it will kill you.
But when the pandemic stole that from him, the joy he gave others was something he couldn't find for himself.
All I knew is that all of a sudden my industry was shutting down and I didn't know what was going to be available. I mean, in the past, comedians have not been able to file for unemployment. There were artist organizations that set up grants. I got one of those grants, which definitely helped out.
He says he didn't have the desire to create anything. And not only was he worried about finances, the fear of contracting the virus overwhelmed him. He shares that he lost about 15 pounds because of stress. His wife says she had to figure out how to calm him down. So she started doing research to ease his mind.
Look, honey, the only like the small percent chance of getting sick from the grocery store, a small percent chance for like going on a walk with your friend. Like, you be okay, you can do this.
It probably didn't help that I was hanging out with a lot of middle-aged conspiracy theorists at the time. At the start of the pandemic, the conspiracy theorists all believed that this was going to be the end of humanity. This was going to be the big one. It was going to take us all out.
Willie Mae found herself out of work, too. She's a beautician and fashion designer. The salon she worked at temporarily closed due to the coronavirus.
So the first 2 months, probably, if not more, I spent making, like, masks. So that really helped too, because I didn't get my unemployment right away.
She shares that the base unemployment pay wasn't much, but the extra pandemic pay helped out tremendously. But eventually, she was able to go back to work. Meanwhile, Marcos became an election judge to help ends meet. His unemployment took longer to kick in because he was a gig worker. The CARES Act made unemployment pay possible for these workers who were not normally eligible to receive such funds. Besides trying to hold things together financially, the two had to figure out how to entertain one another during the lockdown. Marcos adds that having his wife around helped him make it through this dark time. Willie Mae remembers how clingy he was.
Every time I turn around, like, we were like together. Usually he was off doing something. Yes. But then for a while, like, he was just with me in the living room all the time. It was kind of nice in a way, but I don't know, he was just like, we gonna watch like 1,000 episodes of this show together. Like, okay, I guess.
And she does it too, because then I'll be downstairs, you know, trying to working on promoting shows and such. And then she'll message me and say, I'm upstairs and I'm needy and I'm cold and my back hurts.
Willie Mae stopped designing for others, but she continued to make dresses for herself. Her husband turned into her photographer, taking pictures as she modeled for her social media sites. She says they also started doing skits for one another, and when they needed time away, they went to different parts of the house. Marco says that his unemployment benefits are coming to an end, but he adds that things are starting to open up and he's in a better place emotionally now. He was recently in the New Words Festival at the West Side Showroom and performed at True Colors in Rockford. Willie Mae is doing more online advertising for her clothing line. She says she normally participates in art shows and she's hoping more of them happen this year. The Lottas say, although the pandemic has forced couples to be together more, it's a perfect time to reassess relationships and remember what brought them together in the first place. Willie Mae states that people should also take time to focus on themselves and not force their frustrations on their partners. Both agree that communication and understanding are the key to a lasting relationship, even and maybe especially during tough times.
I'm my wife, Willie Mae. She says she doesn't just.
I'm Yvonne Boone.
She's the contrary. She's a very loving and caring human being. Lottas is a person who holds me and cradles me in her arms when I break down into tears while watching Black Panther.